Next up on the High Velocity Radio Show is Connie Certusi.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
baby.
Perfect.
With Sage Business Solutions. Welcome to the show, Connie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. Now, what in the world does a grand poobah general manager of Sage Business Solutions that is focused on the small business arena, I think, what's a day in the life of Connie like? What's your world like?
Interesting question. Well, so Sage, just at the highest level, Sage is focused on business management, financial management solutions for the small to medium-sized businesses. And so that includes accounting, enterprise resource planning, payroll, those types of solutions, really all geared toward helping small to medium-sized businesses succeed. And my job, day in the life, as general manager, I have the small business accounting solutions business, which is Sage Peachtree, which you may have heard. That's it's lots of heritage here in Atlanta. I think the name came from Peachtree Street one day. And also Sage Simply, which is our accounting solution in Canada.
Now, you've been with Sage for a while now, but what's your background prior to that?
My background really was in software. You know, I came up through the ranks through a company that was also founded here, MSA, Management Science America, that was in the enterprise world and have been at Sage now for about 15 years.
For those of you that don't know, and a lot of our listeners do know this, I'm a cheer mom. And there's another cheer mom that is male, and he owns his own business, but he's in the IT world, and he says with tremendous pride, I mean, his chest sticks out when he talks about he's got some level of certification or ordination or a lapel pin or something that lets him do work with and through Sage. So you guys do have a marvelous, marvelous reputation for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is your reputation for your commitment to customer experience. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, Sage has historically been committed to customer experience, and we've been very, very focused on not just getting the sale of the software or the service, but the aftermarket service contracts, support contracts. But over the course of the last couple of years, we've really, if you will, kind of lit a fire underneath this, and to the extent that we want our brand to be recognized as a brand that delivers extraordinary customer experiences. And we've really started an effort to really begin to get our people, begin to build the culture, make sure our products are focused in this area, and make sure our processes are focused in this area so that it is a competitive advantage for us and that it can help us win in the market and help small to medium-sized businesses be successful.
Why is it newsworthy when an organization makes a focus on customer experience? I mean, it just boggles my mind that when you talk about the Zappos and the Ritz-Carltons and all those kind of things. This is an organization focusing on customer experience. I mean, right. What prompted that? What made that such an organizational priority?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's a lot easier to keep a customer than it is to get a customer. And when you keep customers and customers are loyal to your brand, well, first of all, they're going to stay with you longer. They're going to spend more money with you at the end of the day. They're going to tell other small businesses about you, which are going to bring in more new customers into the family. So it's just kind of a vicious cycle that you get into that's a great cycle, that you keep loyal customers. They're your feet on the street. They're talking about your brand, talking about your products, and they're staying with you longer.
So what's your favorite part of the job? What do you like the best, find the most rewarding, and what do you find a little bit challenging, if not just downright frustrating sometimes in your work?
Well, I will tell you what my favorite part of my job right now, and has really been over the last couple of years, is beginning to instill the culture around extraordinary customer experience. And as an example of that, what we went out on, we had about 7 or 8 of us that went out on tour across all of our North American offices over the last year or so, doing a number of workshops to our 4,000 and plus employees, really to help them understand what customer experience really is. And it was a very hands-on workshop where they talked about their own personal examples of bad customer experience, good customer experience, and really help them boil it down in their mind to, a lot of times it's getting the basics right, and it's looking for those opportunities to go above and beyond. And that was just fun. You know, as a general manager, being able to talk to all the employees and getting to see the light bulb go off in their mind about this isn't hard. You know, sometimes it just boils down to doing the right thing for customers. You know, I think some of the challenging times, I mean, it's as in any general manager role, you know, There's people. Obviously it's
people are crazy, right?
Well, and I will tell you, coming off the economic downturn that we had over the last couple of years, that was challenging. You know, that was challenging, I think, for any business, but I think we've come out on the other side of it and in a very good place.
Sage is a large organization. You mentioned, did you say 4,000 employees?
4,000 employees here in North America and 12,000 globally.
So it's a large organization, and you've been around a while, but you're focusing on small to mid-sized business.
Right.
Define what that is, first of all. That means a lot. That means different things to different people, but why are you focusing on that?
Well, so our definition of small to mid-sized businesses, in fact, we're the number one global provider in the one to less than 1,000 employee space. From a small business perspective, so Sage Peachtree, which is the business that I have, we focus in the 0 to 99 employee space. And the zero space is that entrepreneur, sure, that sole proprietor that doesn't have an employee. But we've got higher end solutions that really span all the way up to the, you know, mid-market, less than 1,000 employee space.
What are the trends you see coming down the road in the SME marketplace?
I think there are a number of things. A lot of times when you look at trends that impact small businesses, you really don't have to go much further than looking at trends that impact a consumer, because a small business owner acts very much like a consumer. So social networking, you know, there's 150 million Facebook users, 500 globally, 150 million in North America. And if you think about it, that's half of the population. And that really brings a lot of capabilities to small businesses to better collaborate, to find customers, to find prospects, to get their own advertising out there. Mobility is obviously another one. You know, it allows them to really get their job done anywhere that they need to, whether they're on site. And the final one is really software as a service, beginning to do more of their processes via the cloud. And that's shaping a lot of the things we're doing.
Has Sage created its own product, or are you marketing other solutions from other vendors, or both?
They are our products, and Sage has historically been grown from acquisitions. So Sage actually bought the Peachtree business back in '99, and a number of the other businesses that they've bought have been market leaders in the markets that they serve. There have obviously been products that we've created that have originated from Sage. But we definitely believe in the local touch, local supported. You know, we're number one in 7 countries across the world, and those are areas where we've bought those products and we've let them thrive, and we've really kind of put the culture around Sage, around the customer experience, to help grow those products.
Would you like to buy a local radio show?
You know, that sounds like a lot of fun.
You could come in here and do this every Monday, right?
Sounds like a lot of fun.
And you can have time. People can't see this out in radio land, but you brought with you a pretty lady in a red dress that I have a feeling has a lot to do with your success in getting the word out. Speak to, if you don't mind, a little bit about this relationship with her and her organization, and how that's working.
Absolutely. So she's blushing tremendously over there. Amy Ertley is head of our PR for the Small Business Accounting Solutions segment and a lot of our North American initiatives that we do. And she has really been our right-hand person. She has been just so incredible at not only, you know, these types of activities, but also getting our existing customers in front of our employees, which is a big piece of really building that culture that's focused on the customer experience. You know, every quarter we have campus meetings where we bring everyone together, and Amy's job, which she has kind of been nominated for, is to get a customer there every time that we can interview. And as soon as our employees see that customer on stage and understand the challenges they face, it really begins to make it real.
Getting your employees to actually know your customers. Wow,
absolutely.
Another novel idea.
Absolutely.
No, but there's so much power in that.
Well, we had a client recently that did something similar to that, and it just changed their whole dynamic of how the company operates. Because you got people doing the work in the cubes in the back room that don't ever really interface with the customer, and thus they don't really know who they're working for. And once you have that relationship, it changes everything.
It does.
I mean, it's a whole different kind of an environment and a culture.
Yeah, it starts with the people.
Now, do you envision going beyond your walls and teaching people from other organizations how to do this whole customer experience thing? Is that on the horizon?
Oh, for me personally, I don't know. I've got lots of work to do at Sage. I don't. That's not on my horizon right now. But it is fun. It is a very, very fun piece of the job.
I'll bet. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show and visiting with us, and thanks for bringing Amy. And I would love Todd. Would you enjoy having her come back with Amy? We'll get Amy mic'd up next time around. I don't know if she'll be able to do all that twittering at the same time.
Wildly enthusiastic
about
that.
But also one of these customers. I mean, Amy can get a customer on stage. Surely she can get them on a radio, right?
I think so.
And we could do like a little round table and talk through this whole customer experience thing, and we'll visit more about this buying a radio show. There's just a lot we could get done. Will you come back sometime?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, best way for folks to get in touch with you or Amy if they want to learn more.
Sure. Well, so our website is sagenorthamerica.com. And I will more than happy to give out my email address here. It's Connie.Certusi, C-E-R-T-U-S-I, @sage.com.